It's the after show.
Bum.
That was terrible.
That was awful.
We try to get worse every day.
Yes, I think we're succeeding.
Yes, pretty good. So Deborah Ross always brings in Krzyzyki. Okay.
Get your Polish on.
Yeah. Okay. I am part Polish, actually, which is
why you snarf down the Krzyzyki like one after the other.
Totally did. It was very nice.
It's in your jeans.
Yeah, it's good.
So, now, why do you bring it in? What's the deal?
So, I make Krzyzyki once a year. Occasionally, if there's an amazingly special occasion for somebody who absolutely loves Krzyzyki, I will bring it out and make it during the middle of the year. But it is the most amazing fried dough pastry that you could imagine. It is also probably the worst thing for you on the planet, given that its sole ingredients are, you know, white flour, sour cream, egg yolks, sugar, vanilla, and salt. Ooh. And then you deep fry it very quickly in Crisco and powdered sugar over the whole deal. So if it sounds wonderful, you're right. It is wonderful.
Yeah. It is fantastic. It sounds like a lot of work.
It's especially special to me. So, yeah, it is a lot of work, actually. And, you know, but for the KitchenAid mixer, I am not positive I'd be doing this. I have these amazing memories when I was a kid because my grandmother used to make it, and she passed the recipe down to her grandchildren. But it's the kneading of this dough that's the hardest part. It takes an incredibly long time. So in those days before KitchenAid mixers, she used to enlist all the – there were six grandchildren. We used to all be sitting there kneading the dough for a long, long, long time in order to, you know, feed enough Krzyzyki for everybody. If Grandma had had – the KitchenAid mixer, oh my God, we would have had Krzyzyki like all year long, I think. So it's tough to make, except when you have technology on your side. And so it's a labor of love. But in fact, the reason to love Krzyzyki, I actually owe my existence to Krzyzyki.
Wow. All right, let's hear this.
And so here is the story. So my great-grandmother, Karolina Stelmach, was living in a village in Poland, and she was 18 years old, and her parents decided who they wanted her to marry. And Karolina said, "Nothing doing, I'm in love with Sylvester." And they said, "Tough noogies," and she said, "Tough noogies," and she got on a boat to the U.S. at the age of 18. Now, typically, you don't want your 18-year-old just, you know, leaving home, but she was headed to the new world, and she landed in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and she started working in a restaurant. And so she started making the old family recipe, and one day a distinguished gentleman, so the family story goes, walks into the restaurant, sits down, has the Krzyzyki, and says, "Please bring me the chef. I must meet the chef." So Karolina comes out of the kitchen, not really speaking English, and he said, "Listen, that's you?" She said, "Yes, I made it." She's probably all of about 20 at the time, and he said, "I have a restaurant in Pennsylvania. You come and work in my restaurant, and I will pay you better than they're paying you here." Something no employer wants to hear, especially a restaurant owner, especially today. But Karolina, who is, you know, my ancestor, and she was spunky, she said, "All right, sounds good." And at this new restaurant, she made enough money to bring Sylvester over to the U.S., so Sylvester Nowakowski married Karolina Stelmach. They had 7 children, one of whom was my grandmother. And so, were it not for Krzyzyki and Karolina's ability to bring Sylvester over, I likely would not exist.
Exist. There you go.
I love that story so much. How do I not remember that from all the other years?
I don't know. I think I've told it before.
I'm sure you have. I know. I do. I remember that. That is something else. Well, obviously, it tastes good too. So you know.
Yep. So I make it. You know, that's the only thing that I have, by the way, of my Polish heritage. I can say "Jakszamasz," which I think means "How are you?"
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. Krzyzyki, Jakszamasz, and I like kielbasa, gołąbki, and pierogies. That's it.
There you go. I love pierogies,
too. I'm a real American.
And kielbasa. And gwumpki.
See?
So good.
You're a real American, too? So does Tony, but he's not Polish at all, just to show.
I mean, we take the best and blend it here. We're Sicilian here, so that could be almost anything.
Yeah. Although I feel the older I get, I can't eat as much sausage as I used to. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, trust me.
Yeah,
I know. Well, my goodness.
I thought it was just me.
All right, kids, there's your after show.
That's the after show. That was bad.
Yeah, who cares?